Tonight's message is how to handle the past in moving forward this year. We are at the start of a brand new year. It's the end of January, but we still have 11 months ahead of us. God has a plan for you this year. Something He wants to do with your life. You're not a mistake despite what you may have been told as a child. You are not an accident. God has got something special for you to do in this world and in the body of Christ. You're not here to take up space. You're not on this earth to exist. God has got something special for you to do. You know, I want you to think tonight for the next few moments about what God may have been speaking to you a year ago, maybe at the start of 2023. Maybe God was wanting last year to bring a significant other into your life, but you let that slip through your fingers. Maybe He was speaking to you about a consistent job opportunity versus day labor, but it just slipped past you. Maybe He was wanting you to further your education beyond just a high school diploma, maybe a technical degree, and like sand, it slipped through your fingers. Maybe instead of just reading the Word of God, which you should do on a daily basis, maybe He was wanting you to teach the Word of God, maybe at a Bible study at your church. Well, friends, tonight, don't fret, don't regret. Don't start this year looking through the rear view mirror of your life. Let me say it again. Don't regret. Don't start this year looking through the rear view mirror of your life. Don't become a prisoner of past missed opportunities. Because there's good news here tonight. We serve the God of another chance. We serve the God of another chance. And we see this so clearly in the life of Jonah the prophet. It's a 4-chapter book. And God spoke to Jonah, and He told Jonah that He was wanting him to go to Nineveh and preach to that nation, that they had to turn from their wicked ways. But Jonah, instead of going to Nineveh, went the opposite direction towards Tarshish. And so a storm arose on the sea. You know, the sailors cast lots. They threw him overboard, and God provided a fish to swallow Jonah. He was in the fish. This fish at the end of chapter 2 spit him onto dry land. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time to preach to the nation of Nineveh. And Jonah preached repentance that time, and it says that the nation repented. He first gave Jonah the opportunity. Jonah let it slip through his fingers, but God gave Jonah a second chance, another chance. We serve the God of another chance. And maybe God this year, at the start of this year, is speaking to you similar things that He wants you to do as He was speaking to you at the beginning of 2023. But you've got to forget about what is behind. You've got to not concentrate on the missed opportunities of last year. You don't want to become a prisoner shackled in this prison called the past. And as I was studying this week, I came across this interesting illustration. It was this famous race that occurred in 1954. And it's on Lost Focus. John Landy looks back. Roger Bannister was the first man in the world to run a mile in under 4 minutes in May of 1954. The next month, Australian John Landy broke that record by 1.4 seconds. In August 1954, the two fastest mile runners in the world met for a historic race at the British Empire Games in Vancouver, Canada. The race being dubbed the Miracle Mile, or the Race of the Century and the Dream Race. As Bannister and Landy turned for the last lap, Landy was ahead and looked certain to win. But as he neared the finishing line, he lost focus and allowed his mind to wonder about Bannister's position. Unable to stand a strain, he looked back, looked behind. Over his shoulder, and as he did so, his stride faltered, and Bannister passed him to break the tape. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got something for you to do in 2024. Don't look back, because if you look back, you might miss it. If anyone had grounds for living in the past, for living in regret, it was Paul the Apostle. And we're going to read tonight what he wrote to the Philippians in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, if you've got a Bible, you can turn to verse 10. If not, I'll read it to you. He says this, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. And so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Verse 12, not that I have already obtained all of this, or have already arrived at my goal. Not that I have already obtained all of this. In other words, full knowledge of Christ, or death to the sinful nature, or participating in the resurrection from the dead. But I press on to take a hold of that which Jesus Christ took hold, for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. I press on to make this my own, because Jesus Christ made me his own, is another translation. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. As I said, if anybody had grounds for living in the past, for living with regrets, it was Paul the Apostle. And the key verse tonight is this, one thing I do, verse 13 of Philippians 3. This one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Now, when he uses these words, what is behind, what is he referring to? There's a variance of opinions on this, but there's several possibilities. When he says forgetting what is behind, there's a couple of different things that he could be referring to when he talks about what is behind. First, he could be talking about past achievements. If you go to verse 4 of the same chapter, he says, if someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Verse 5. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. This man had an impressive record of achievements before he met Jesus in Acts chapter 9. I mean, he knew the law. He could teach the law. He had some impressive accomplishments. Even after he met Christ, he had some pretty big achievements. He preached the gospel to the Gentiles. He established churches in Asia Minor. But he says what? He says, but this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. He's saying, I don't focus on my past successes, because if he did, he might have gotten self-satisfied and self-complacent, not being able to strain toward what was ahead, right? Another thing that he could be referring to when he talks about what is behind could be his past sin, a major mess up in his life. Verse 6, as for zeal persecuting the church. If you read Acts chapter 8, Paul was there, Saul at that time was there giving approval to Stephen's death. Stephen was a devoted follower of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 9, what was he doing? Right before he met Jesus in a powerful way. In Acts chapter 9, it says that he was breathing out. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest asking for letters to Damascus so that if he found any there who belonged to Jesus, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. Paul had a past sin. It was called persecuting the followers of the way. Persecuting and breathing out murderous threats against the followers of Jesus Christ. But what does he say in Philippians chapter 3? He says, forgetting what? The past. Forgetting the past. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Instead of focusing on this past sin of persecuting followers of Jesus Christ, which would make him regretful and depressed, what did he do? He strained toward what was ahead. Heaven, the prize, the crown of life, which was awaiting him in heaven one day. And instead of focusing on his past mess up, he was focusing on heaven. He was focusing on the crown of immortality, the crown of life. And it must have brought him the joy of the Lord. So the word tonight to us is this: don't focus on your past mess ups, your past missed opportunities. The would-haves, I could-haves, I should-haves. Start focusing on what God has for you at the start of 2024. You know, a crown of life was awaiting Paul because he died not too long after he wrote Philippians. And you know what? A crown of life in heaven is awaiting you and me who believe in Jesus Christ. But guess what? As long as you live on this earth, 2024 also awaits you. And God has something special for you this year. You're not here to just take up space.
Yeah.
You're not here to just exist. God has got something special just for you. So straining toward, he said, forgetting what is behind, the past achievements, forgetting the past sin, he's saying, I strain toward what is ahead. And for us too, friends, we have got to strain toward what is ahead. So tonight I want to talk for the next few moments on how to strain toward what is ahead, toward what God has got for you in 2024. God has got something specific just for you. God has got a blessing in store for your life this year. But there's certain things you have got to do, that we have got to do, in straining toward what is ahead in 2024. First of all, we've got to be praying to God. What does Paul write in the next chapter? Philippians 4, verse 6. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. As you stand at the start of a brand new year, a brand new slate, you need to go before God and say, God, tonight after this meeting, in the morning, God, what is it that you want to do with my life in 2024? God, I don't want to be a prisoner of the past. I don't want to live my life through the rear view mirror of my life. I don't want to be shackled in this prison. God, I want to strain toward what you have for me this year. You got to cry out to God. You got to pray to God. And I'm here to tell you, as you pray even a simple prayer to Him, God is listening and God will respond. So you got to pray, God, what is it that you're wanting to do with my life this year? Then write down what you think God is telling you that He's wanting to do with your life at the start of 2024. Some people would call them New Year's resolutions. God's resolutions for your life. Is that good news here tonight? So write down what God is telling you to do at the start of this year. Maybe God is, like I said, speaking to you some of the same things He's wanting you to do this year that He was speaking to you a year ago at the start of 2023. We serve the God of another chance. You may have missed it 12 months ago, but God is the God of a second chance in our lives. He has got our back. He is faithful. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So write down what you think God is telling He wants you to do with your life this year. Maybe He's saying that He wants to bring a significant other into your life this year. Maybe He's saying that He wants to give you a permanent form of employment this year. Maybe He's saying that He wants you to further your education beyond just the GED and the high school diploma. starting this year, maybe at a technical school. There's more than one in Tulsa. Maybe he's saying that this year, beyond just reading his word, he's wanting you to share his word in a Bible study setting. Maybe at church, maybe here at the mission. Pray to God, hear the voice of God, and then write down on a piece of paper what you believe God is speaking to you. So you got to pray, you got to hear from God, write it down, and start taking steps in that direction. And so at the start of this year, maybe God may bring that lady into your life for the guys. And you start taking steps towards that direction. And as you're taking steps towards that direction, befriending her, you might start to think, man, but what if she rejects me? What if she thinks I'm crazy? Fear of rejection. Maybe as you're starting to take steps towards that permanent form of employment, you might start thinking, well, what if this employer that I want to work for doesn't like me and won't hire me? Again, fear of rejection. And as you start maybe taking steps towards applying for that technical education, that advanced degree, you might start thinking, well, I'm applying for this, but what if the funds don't come in for this education? You know, maybe that opportunity will arise and you start taking steps in the direction of getting involved with your church, getting involved here at the mission, and you might start thinking, well, when I open my mouth to speak to groups of two or more, what are people going to think of me? That's called the fear of man. So tonight, what's the word of encouragement? The word is this. Instead of focusing on the negatives, the missed opportunities of last year, instead of focusing on the fear of man, the fear of rejection, worry and concern and anxiety, start focusing on the positives of the past. The good things that have occurred in your life in the past. Do you know that the good little things that have come across your path in life came from the hand of God? Amen. That bus fare?
Yeah!
That week's worth of groceries? That good thing that occurred in your life in the past, small, was from the hand of God?
Amen.
Those positive little things, I call them positive small little miracles, ultimately they all came from the hand of God. Instead of focusing on the negatives of the past, man, that missed opportunity, or I should have, or I would have, or I could have, or man, I'm just so afraid, I'm just so concerned, I'm just so worried. Instead of focusing on regret, fear, and worry, start focusing on the positives. Start leveraging off the positive good things that have occurred in your life in 2023 and in years before. Say it with me tonight. Those good little things that have come into my life came from the hand of God. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I touched on this a little bit the last time I was here, but Jesus had something to say about this. Remember the storm on the Sea of Galilee, Mark chapter 4. He's in a boat with his disciples, and they're sailing on the Sea of Galilee, and a storm arises. Remember that, Mark chapter 4? Verses 35 through 41, a storm arises. And the disciples were struck with fear. And they said to him in verse 38, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Here's the key verse right here, verse 40. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Do you still not understand?" What was he saying? What was he saying? He was saying, listen, my disciples, previous to this storm on the Sea of Galilee, you were there and saw the miracles I did just days ago or weeks ago. Mark chapter 3. You saw where I healed the man with the shriveled hands. You saw in verse 10 of Mark 3, you saw how I healed many who came to me. You saw the miracles I performed in your presence. I am God the Son, the miracle-working God. You saw those miracles and you still have no faith? Do you not yet understand? In other words, Jesus, I believe, was saying this. You should have looked at those miracles I did in your presence days ago, in the short past ago, and your faith should have been strengthened, knowing that I, the miracle-working God, was in the boat, am in the boat with you. You should have been at peace in the boat in the middle of the storm, because I am God the Son, the miracle-working God.
Amen.
The miracles I did previous to this, I was able to do right now. You should have learned from the miracles of the past. You should have looked at those miracles and had your faith increased and strengthened. And so, friends, the word is the same for us tonight. Do you still not have faith? After having seen the faithfulness of God in your life last year and in previous years in little ways, do you still not have faith? Do you still not have faith? Maybe as a child, you had a great parent or a great guardian, right? God gave that miracle to you. He gave you that guardian. He can do it in a bigger way this year with that significant other. Is that making sense here tonight? You know, the same God who last year or the year before gave you that day labor job is the same God who in a bigger way this year can give you a permanent form of employment. He's saying, do you still not understand? Do you still not have faith after having seen that I did those miracles for you in the past? That day labor job, he's saying, came from me. If I did it for you way back when, I could do it for you in a greater way this year in 2024. I can bless you with that more permanent form of employment. But friends, we have to look at the miracles of the past and have our faith and trust in God strengthened and increased, because every good thing that came into your life in the past has come ultimately from the hand of God. The same God who gave you the means to finish that high school or GED can provide you with the funds to go to technical school this year if that's what he's calling you to do. We serve Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for all of our needs. Do you still not understand? Do you still not have faith? After having seen my miracles in your life. You know, the same God who gave you the desire to read his word, if you're reading his word, is the same God who can give you the strength and his wisdom to share his word and his gospel publicly. Think back to the miracles of the past. Think back to the good things God did for you in the past. And God can do them for you in greater ways in 2024. You just got to keep on believing. Take those steps forward. Strain toward what is ahead. Start taking those steps toward what you believe God is calling you to do this year. Don't let fear, worry, and anxiety paralyze and cripple you. Because we serve a God of the impossible. He takes, humanly speaking, impossible situations and he makes them possible again. And the psalmist writes, it's clear in Psalm 77. One last scripture here. Psalm 77. Psalm 77, verse, I believe it is 11. He writes this. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Start remembering those good things of last year and of previous years. They came from the hand of God. The same God who never changes, who did it for you way back when, who did it for you then, can do it for you in a greater way this year. So how do we handle the past and moving forward this year? We forget the negatives of the past. We don't focus on the missed opportunities. We don't focus on fear, anxiety, what other people think of us. What do? Instead, we look at the past and we leverage off the positives of the past. The miracles that God has done for us in past times. And the God who did it for you in a smaller way then is the same God who could do it in a bigger way for you in 2024. Start praying to God tonight. Once you leave the service, start crying out to God. God, what is it that you want me to do with my life this year? Start writing down what you believe God is telling you to do. Then start taking steps in that direction. Don't let fear, don't let anxiety, what other people think, hold you back. Because God is on your side. God has got your back. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is your strength. Amen? We serve an omniscient God, an all-knowing God. You've got to turn to Him in prayer, and God will respond to you. He will give you the supernatural empowerment of His Holy Spirit to start taking steps in the direction of the thing that He's wanting you to do this year. Amen?
Amen.
Is that good news here tonight?
Yes.
So you're not here just to take up space. You're here to do something special in this world and in the kingdom of God, and God doing something special with your life. He's got another miracle for you this year. He's got a blessing for you this year. But cry out to Him. Start taking steps and have your faith strengthened and increased and fortified as you look at the miracles He did in your past. They might have been small miracles. It might be a much bigger need this year, but nothing is impossible with God. And as you were listening tonight, you might have thought, well, you know what? I've never even accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. But tonight, for the very first time, I really want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And it all begins. Doing what God is wanting to do with your life this year begins with putting Jesus first. Making Him the Savior of your life. If you never accepted Jesus, tonight you can do so for the first time. So if you've never accepted Christ, but you want to do so for the first time tonight, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Anybody in the room here tonight? Anybody in the room? All right. Maybe you followed Jesus at one time, and maybe you messed up. You slipped like Jonah did. He disobeyed God. You've slipped away from Christ. But tonight you want to re-give your life to Jesus? You want to recommit your life to Him? Raise your hands. Don't be afraid. Anybody in the room tonight wanting to re-give? Okay, I see that hand in the back. Stand up, sir. Anybody else want to follow His lead? Wanting to re-give your life back to Jesus Christ? There's not another moment to waste. Remember this, the next hour is not guaranteed you. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you would be with Jesus forever? Anybody else want to follow their lead? If God is whispering to you by His Holy Spirit, don't ignore His voice. Anybody else? Anybody else in the room tonight wanting to re-give your life back to Jesus Christ? Anybody else in the room here tonight? Sorry, I see that hand stand up. Anybody else want to follow these men's lead here? Anybody else? Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what somebody next to you is thinking. It's only what God thinks about you that matters. All right, those standing up, come forward. Anybody else? As God is whispering to you by His Holy Spirit. All right. Those standing up here tonight, repeat this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank You that You died upon the cross for my sins. I followed You at one time, but I've slipped away. I've said and done some bad things, but tonight I say I'm sorry. I change my mind from going my way to going Your way only. Again, be my Savior. And the Lord, the one in charge and of every part of my life, what I think, what I do with my body, my spirit, my relationships, my finances. Jesus, be Lord of my life. I love You, Jesus. I thank You that You give me the strength to be Lord of my life. Jesus, when I leave this earth, I look forward to meeting You face to face in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Welcome back to God's family. All right. And for those who regave your lives back to Christ tonight, there's certain things you can do, spiritual disciplines, to remain close to Christ. Getting into the Word of God, praying to God on a consistent basis, finding good, solid Christian friends, going to church services. All right? God loves you. You're headed to heaven one day. Amen?
Amen.
May God richly bless you. All right, you guys can be seated. All right. God bless you.
Last name?
Palercio.
Who?
Palercio.
Lucido?
Palercio.
I think
Palercio. God bless you, brother. All right, we've got Brother Paul here. He's going to close us off.
Thank you.